many times there are situations or circumstances we don't know is it appropriate for us to be in these places or not, to be in these situations or not, which way we should choose, which way we should walk. For example, is it appropriate for us to watch movies? Is it appropriate for us to dance? Is it appropriate for us to swim in public places? Is it appropriate for us to drink? Is it appropriate to us to attend certain parties, etc.? And the answer for these questions is not clear in the Bible, because Bible, the Word of God, just gives us the guidelines, but it didn't tell us what we should do in every situation. And I want you to know what are these guidelines. So in every situation, you can apply these guidelines, and then by yourself you can make a judgment. By yourself you can make a conclusion. Yes, this is appropriate for me as a Christian. No, this is not appropriate for me as a Christian. Okay? And tonight I'd like to discuss with you these guidelines. What are the guidelines that we can apply in any of these situations or any other situation we might face in our life, so that we can make a right conclusion? And that is the virtue of discernment, to be able to distinguish between right and bad, good and evil, appropriate or not appropriate. Even in the way you practice the virtue, in the way you fast, for example, you need some guidelines, because as Saint Anthony the Great said, any virtue you practice without discernment, it might destroy you. For example, if I fast, but I don't have the discernment. So I look to fasting as a goal in itself. So I want to compete all others in fasting. And I abstain from eating every day for 7 or 8 p.m. every day. So the motive here is not appropriate. The motive here is I want to compete all my friends. Okay? And the motive behind it is my ego, my pride. I want to satisfy my own pride, my own ego. Then in this way, also you fast every day until and abstain from food until 7 or 8 p.m. But this might destroy your spiritual life. So I want you to have and to know these guidelines, so that you apply it in any situation you might face, and then you will be able to make the right judgment without just arguing. Because all these issues, for example, if we discuss today any issue like swimming in public, if we discuss, I'm sure we can argue for hours and hours and hours, and we cannot reach a conclusion. But if we have these guidelines in our minds, then you by yourself, if I am so honest enough to apply these guidelines in my life, I can make the right decision, the right judgment. And you should be able to make that right judgment. Okay? So, let us share together what are these guidelines. Do you have an idea? Lawful to me. Yeah, actually, these are the guidelines. St. Paul mentioned four things. Let us read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 and 13, and 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 and 24. And after we read these verses, I'd like you to tell me what are the four guidelines. First two guidelines in 1 Corinthians 6, 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians 6, 12 and 13. And the other two guidelines in 1 Corinthians 10, 23 and 24. Mini Arab. Yeah, that's right. All things are lost to me.
All things are not helpful. All things are lost for me. I will not be personally found to you.
Okay. So what are the two guidelines here? What are the two questions I should ask myself? First question, is it helpful? And the second question, is it controlling me? Is it enslaving me? All things are lawful, but? Yeah. So, is it controlling me? Is it enslaving me? Then, I should ask myself, number one, is it helpful or not? Number two, is it controlling or enslaving me or not? Thank you. Mini Arab, First Corinthians. 10, 23, and 24. For the mic.
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are
edifying. What about you?
Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
طبعا هنا he repeat or helpful again. But he add two things. Number three, edifying. Is it edifying to me? And number four, a man seek the good of his own while he seeks the good of his neighbor. His brothers. So, is it offending to others? Is it offending to others? So, let us repeat together what are the four guidelines. وبعدين هنتكلم على point by point. What are the four guidelines? Is it helpful? Is it controlling? Is it offending? Okay? Is it helpful? Is it controlling? Is it edifying? Is it offending for us? Okay? نخدهم واحدة واحدة, one by one. The first point, is it helpful? What does this mean? What does this mean? And is it helpful? Well, like, all things are love, but not everything is helpful. Yani, helpful in what? Give me that. But it. Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah, Catherine wants to say, sometimes if you eat too much and don't fast, then, as we spoke before about the benefits of fasting, then you will lose all these benefits. And then, in this situation, eating is not helpful, because it makes you lose all these benefits. So, yeah, it is love. Nothing wrong with eating hunger. Nothing wrong with that. It's lawful to me. But it is helpful to me to abstain, to fast, because it will make my spirit grow. So, it is lawful, but it is not helpful. So, number one, we can define helpful by it prevents me, well, it withholds from me some privilege. So, if something withholds some privilege or some benefits from me, it is not helpful. You agree about it? Can you give me another idea about what is the meaning of help? Yeah. Does it help you in your spiritual life or not? I think, yeah, that's a good point. So, we need first to determine what is our, what? Goal. What you want to achieve. What you want to be. And then see if these things contributing to this goal or not. Does this help you to achieve this goal or not? So if you're just living your life and you are not aware of your goal, what you want to do, what you want to be, then it is very hard to determine is it helpful or not. So number one, you have to know and to be aware and to decide what's your goal in life, what you want to be, what you want to achieve. You know, and I think maybe you need to go last month, maybe 6 months ago, I think we spoke about our Volushka. I think so. So is it helpful to achieve my goal in life or not? Tavan, what's our goal in life? What's our goal in life? Eternal life. To be one with God, in the oneness with God. So we can ask myself, does this help me to be one with God? And that is a common question. If is God in this place? Theologically, God in every place. But when we ask ourselves, does God exist in this place? We mean, does God bless this place? Does God bless this behavior? Does God bless this attitude? Whatever. Then, if this doesn't help me to be one with God, it's not helpful. And if it's not helpful, I don't need it. I don't want to do it. Just because it is not healthy. Although it is love. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. But it is love, but it is not healthy. What do you think again about health? Any other thoughts? What do you think? Health? Like what? Okay. Do you think exercise and working out is helpful to your spiritual? Think about it. Do you think so? Yeah, this is accurate. This is accurate. Yeah, your body is a temple of God. And if sports, well, exercises, working out, help you to maintain your body in a good health, then you will be able to worship God. If you are weak, maybe you cannot fast. If you are weak, maybe you cannot stand and pray. If you are weak, maybe you cannot make mitzvahs. If you are weak, maybe you cannot, you are not able to go and serve and ask about others. Okay? So, to keep your body in a... God give you your body, and you need to keep it, because it is the temple of God, and you should keep it. And that's why St. Paul said to Timothy, in الرياضة الجسدية نافعة للقليل. آه نعم هي للقليل بس نافعة. It is, it's fun. Yes. Exactly. I agree with you. Maybe exercise and working out in itself is helpful spiritually. But maybe the situation, the circumstances, what's around it, sometimes it is not helpful spiritually. So I need to make a distinction and to choose what's helpful to me spiritually. So if I speak just about sports and exercise and working out, period. Yes, it is helpful to keep your body in a good shape. But when I speak about the atmosphere itself, or surround, I have to be aware of this and to make distinction and right choices. Is that what you want to say? Yeah, that's absolutely right. So you need to examine your motives. Why I want to do this? And then, if you exercise 2 or 3 hours every day, that's good. But if you don't pray 5 minutes of the day, then there's a big question mark. Yeah? What do you mean by infinite? لا انت الظروف لا يعني no no we didn't say that but I think the this want to say we need to compare our motives and why we want to do it and to compare the time we dedicate to this and to that. يعني مثلا if I go to exercise every day 2 hours زين مثلا انا I exercise 12 hours per week that's good it's not bad nothing wrong with that but لو انا بجي يعني I can exercise 12 hours per week but I say the liturgy is too long and you need to make it 1 hour a week then, you know, this doesn't make sense. You exercise 12 hours a week, and you want the liturgy 1 hour a week. Then I need to re-examine myself. If I watch movies, or I watch TV for 30 hours a week, and then I don't read the Bible, period. Why don't read the Bible? Because I don't have time. Then I need to re-examine myself. To see I am on the wrong way or on the right way. Yes. Now, let me tell you, if the motive in you is pure, then this is not wrong. But if the motive in you is impure, and the motive I want people to think about me in this way, think that I am so and so, you know, and trust us. This is wrong. But if the motive is pure, yeah, but if I'm three again, we shouldn't eat and we have to use crutches and so the people will not. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And everything the man can, the man said, if you do it too much or exceeding its limit, it turns to be bad. That's right. I agree with this. So you need to keep the balance. You need to keep the balance. And we'll speak about offending number 4. Okay. So you wanna the first guideline is it help. The second guideline, is it controlling? Is controlling. And is controlling. And in some versions, is it enslaving? What do you mean? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, there's a link between number and not number two. And yeah, man. No, I don't think they are in order. Just these are 4 points. You have to look to the whole picture, basically. To the whole picture. And to examine this issue, is it controlling? Is it helpful? Is it defined? Is it offending? So, to have the whole picture. Is it controlling? And is it controlling? Cannot stop the then you must run alcohol, smoking. Many, many people say we want to quit, but we cannot. It is hard to quit smoking. It's hard to quit drinking. I feel that these things controls my life. Controls my life. And sometimes it is to the extent I cannot live without. They differentiate between two types of dependence. The habituation and the physical dependence from someone's addiction. We can divide the distinction between these two things. It's very, very fine line. But actually, the habituation is more psychological dependence, and the addiction is more biological dependence. For example, smoking. I know many, many people who were smoking for so many years, and they stopped smoking abruptly. Yeah, they suffered some psychological stress, but they are fine. But for myself, drug addicts, they cannot stop taking drug abruptly. They have to do it gradually, because their body is physically dependent on these drugs. But these two things are controlling and enslaving, either psychologically or physically. And I want to look at some things to understand. Very, very simple. Maybe smoking and drinking is very clear we are controlling and enslaving. Like I heard, a person once told me, do you know when you turn on me? They spend so many hours playing to beat the score, the last score must. You know what I'm talking about? Okay? So, in this situation, it is controlling. It is controlling. It becomes addiction, turn to addiction, and wasting your time. So, is it helpful? No, it's not helpful. It's wasting my time. Is it controlling? Yes, it is controlling. And sometimes you feel a person is enslaved in front of the computer when playing these cards or whatever. Another thing, the computer, the internet. Now many people are considered addicted to the internet and spend so many hours many hours working internet. And that's why it affects even many families, the family ties. And even between couples, many wives and complains that their husbands, they didn't talk together or sit together as before, because they have computer. And just, they spend so many hours. It is controlling, it is enslaving, it's not health. Telephone. I know many people who spend so many hours talking over the phone without being able to make a distinction and set limits. So I'm not speaking about wine or cigarettes, which are clearly controlling and you know, sin. But I'm speaking about other things all of us have in our houses. You need to be aware of this. You need to be aware of this. أنا فاكر كان عندنا أيام ما كنا resident in Egypt، كان معانا واحد بتاع anesthesia، كان ينام and the cards in his pocket. بجد كان مثلا يصحى الساعة 7 الصبح in the morning يخبط علينا، وبعدين مثلا إيه أقول له مثلا أنا I have النهاردة كذا operation مثلا surgery I cannot. يقول لي no, cancel this. علشان عايز يعني عشان يعني يحيي play cards. بكلمكم بجد. كان هو دكتور التخدير طبعا هو كنسل العمليات مش هيشتغل. كنسل العمليات علشان يقعد يلعب. ف at certain point it becomes controlling and enslaving. And you need to be aware of this. If anything starts to control your life, then you are in danger. You need to be in control. A Christian, good person, is the person who is in control. Same King Solomon said, a person who controls himself is better than a person who controls a city. So ask yourself, does this thing control me or I am? And what should control your body? What should control your body? Your spirit. And what should control your spirit? The Holy Spirit. So, a Christian person that makes is a person who makes his spirit controls his body. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, controls his spirit. And that's why he is spiritual. But if you let your body control your spirit, then I'm a carnal person, I'm not a spiritual person. But your spirit controls your body, and the Spirit of God controls your spirit. Do you want to add anything to this point? Yes, ma'am.
from?
يبقى he lives in denial. Yeah. ما عشان كده أنا the first point أنا قلت إيه. You need to be honest with yourself. Because if you live in denial and you just say no, 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 then you are not helping yourself. You are not helping yourself. As if مثلا you know that يعني بعد الشر عليكم you know that this person has cancer. And you say no, I'm fine, I'm not in the problem. No. لو هو عمل كده you're not in the problem. راح مثلا عنده heart attack and he needs to do search and say no, I'm fine. And he lives in denial. What will happen to him? You have to shake him. Maybe you confront him. I'm not saying about the next you do the A. You do the A. No, not just I smoke cigarette, but if I want to stop it or quit it, I can do it. Well, okay, how about you just quit it for 1 month, and after months, go back. Starting again. So, challenge. لو واحد قال لك, no, it's easy for me. I know exactly if I want to quit it, I'm going to quit it right now. Well, okay. Just quit for 1 month. Prove it to me. Challenging. So, between, yeah, if he is honest enough with himself, he knows that he is not seeing the truth. Right. What is the third point? Defining. Is it helpful? Is it the first guideline? Second guideline, is it controlling or enslaving? Third guideline, is it defining? Can is it defining? What is the difference between edifying and helpful? احنا قلنا الأول help. Now we don't edify. What's the difference between edify and help? Good. Exactly. Helpful helps you to build. But edifying, that's the actual build. Right? So, building what? Muscles?
Spirit.
And they're building spirit. What do you want to build? Is to define. Spirit what? United with God. Come on. Can you give me example of? I think that's edifying. My education. That's right. Hell, it was. That's right. Yeah, because education gives me knowledge, and it edified my personality. And لو احنا نتكلم مثلا على Christian education, then it edifies my knowledge about God, and the eternal life is knowledge of God. So in this sense, education, Christian education, is edifying. Reading, and this goes to education. Reading. When you read, this is edifying. يعني we don't read. يعني أغلب وقتنا دلوقتي we wasted in TV. But we don't read as the generations before. Very few of us التدريس، يعني حتى ما تكلمش بس على هي spiritual books in general. We don't read. And you need to sit some time every day for reading. Because reading is edifying. You need to read in various subjects. You need to build yourself. We are so disconnected with our fathers, the church fathers. Although they left us a wonderful heritage of writings, but we are so disconnected with it. For example, all of you know John Chrysostom. You hear his name in literature, right? And Chrysostom means what? Golden Mouth. You know why they called him Chrysostom? Why? Why they called him Golden Mouth? Yeah, his sermons, his books, his writings are very precious, like gold. Like gold. What do we know about his writings? Yeah, when they evaluated his writings, they said it is like gold. It's as precious as gold. What do you know about John Chrysostom? Yeah. So it's not a defining. We need to be connected with them. You know, it is written about Saint Francis. You know who was Saint Francis? And Saint Francis also wrote many, many books. It's written about him. If you listen, or if you hear Saint Francis speaking, and you don't have a paper to write on it, write it on your Hadafim thing now, write it on your shirt. Because his sayings are so precious. So we are so disconnected. I'm going to have a summer contest to make a research for right here. Did you hear about it? Did you hear about it? I did hear about it. Now, this summer, either get it. You hear about it. Can one heard about it? Can one participate in it? No, it's more the youth and other. English and other. Can you? Yeah, in Maradi, we'll provide you with a textbook. I just want you to read and summarize what you read and write it down. We are not asking more than this. The goal is to make you read. And if you want to search more and more, use the internet in a defined way. All the writings of Nicene Fathers, post-Nicene Fathers, anti-Nicene Fathers are on the internet. Go and search about John Chrysostom, about St. Augustine, about St. Athanasius, and read the writings. They are so helpful, so edifying to your soul, so edifying to your spirit. يعني الواحد بيبقى حزين لما بيلاقي لنا كده ان احنا we are not paying that attention to you. You need to read to edify yourself. So reading is not just helpful, but it is defined. Because leading to defy your spirit. وقبل ما نتكلم على سانت اثناسيوس ولا سانت جاستين ولا سانت جون كريزستون ذا بايبل. How many of you finished the whole Bible? I'm not expecting answers, but answer within yourself. How many of you finished the whole Bible? Did you read it? Is it embarrassing that now are 16 or 17 or 20? And in 20 years, we couldn't finish a single book. In 20 years, we couldn't finish a single book. And what's our excuse? It's really hard to understand. Make an effort to understand. And those who understand the Bible are not, yani, it's not required to have IQ above 150 to understand the Bible. It's not. Any person can read the Bible with a spirit of prayer and can understand it. But just open it and read it. Open it and read it. So, is the defying. Can you give me some examples? I'll forget motive. Yes. Exactly, I agree with you. So, even in reading, we need to examine the material we read. Is it fine to my spirit or not? Because new theories and new philosophies are not edifying. Actually, it destroys our thinking and our faith and make us, you know, doubting everything. Doubting the existence of God. It's not edifying. But when I'm speaking here about reading, I'm speaking about, you know, reading that edifies, not reading that destroys. So you need to be selective and to ask yourself, is it fine to my spirit or not? Yeah, I agree with this. So again, everything you need to apply this for guidelines. Is it helpful? Is it fine? Is it helpful? So that's a good example of things that are not, that aren't defined. Every 40 days, yeah. Can fish the lines every 40 days. Send them around the fish. I don't know how to do it. But Rul Kanti Ahmed would say, and he opens the Bible and reads. If a person visits him, instead of just talking or chatting together, he continues reading the Bible with him. Okay? When he visits any people, Masalhu also read Matthew 15. In his visit, starts from Matthew 16, and so on. And that's why, all the day, he's reading the Bible. Okay. Nimr Arba. Is it... Fakrenha? Offending. Yani, is it offending? Can you give me an example from the Bible? Actually, why St. Paul wrote this? Because because he was discussing, well, yeah. What did he say something about? قال إن كان أكل اللحم يعطي أخي فلن آكل لحم من الأب. يعني قال if eating meat offend my brother I will never eat meat because just it is offending. Then he mentioned in his letter to Romans, we the stronger, we should bear the weakness of the weak. So we cannot say, no, I don't care, I do whatever I want to do, but so going back to Christine's question, if I know for sure that something is offending others, I should give it up. Because this shows my love to others and my love to his salvation and his eternity. If I say no, I want to eat meat and I don't care about him, he is weak and that's why he gets offended. No, that's not a Christian attitude. It's not a Christian attitude. Let me read with you what St. Paul wrote in Romans about this. Is Romans 15 starts from verse 1. Minya. To highlight in your mind some verses. We then who are strong ought to bear with the troubles of the weak. If you consider yourself strong, you have to bear the weakness of the weak. Second point I want you to highlight and not to please ourselves. And not to please ourselves. You may give up something that pleases you for your brother's sake. That is the Christian attitude. I should add, let each of us please his brother, his neighbor, for his good leading to edification. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. طبعاً when you please your neighbor, you should please him to his good. And the goal is edification. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. And Christ himself, he set himself as an example. For even Christ did not please himself, but as is written, the reproaches of those who will reproach you fell on him. واخدين بالكم؟ علشان ليه انا بقول الكلام ده؟ مثلا now we are in summer the way we dress sometimes it offends us, and we have to be aware of this. If we are strong, then we have to bear the weakness of my brethren, the weak. If this type of dress pleases me, but I am ready to give it up just to please my brother for his good leading to edification or not. Don't say as Cain, what can say it? Keeper, yeah. Am I my brother keeper? Yes, you are. You are. You have a responsibility toward your brother. And St. Paul put us this, or sit in front of this wonderful example about eating. And if eating meat offends my brother, I will not eat meat forever. طبعا تتكلمي على يعني هاي ستاندرد اوف سبيريتشواليتي. Yeah, what you are saying is absolutely right. Because if I reach this level of spirituality, that is the way I'm thinking. You are absolutely right. Exactly. When you grow spiritually, yeah, it will not be hard at all to give up anything for others. Or for myself. But I think St. Paul here, if you think that you are strong, then show your strength by bearing the weakness. Don't then I'm trying to kind of flip the line. No. Okay? So here, that's a good test to examine, am I strong or not? Yeah, that's a very good question. Sometimes some people offended by eating meat, and sometimes people offended by not eating meat. But here, I think if you know the background of eating meat, it has some spiritual connotation. St. Paul was not speaking about meat in general, but he was speaking about meat offered to the idol. Okay, so some people say, no, I don't believe in idols, so I can eat this meat, and when I eat from this meat, this doesn't mean I worship idols. So St. Paul said, yes, that's fine. It is lawful for you to eat this meat or these sacrifices that offered to idols. But watch your brother who is weak. And he's offended because when you eat this meat, that's affect him spiritually. Okay? And I don't stop eating meat for him. because in this way, لو انا بقى يعني if I want to يعني من غير بعض اقول لك انا I'm offended by this, I'm offended by that, ما خليكيش تعملي حاجة. You know? كده؟ Okay, يعني if I يعني if I want to give you hard time, so I'll like okay, I'm offended when I see you مثلا drinking soda. So don't drink soda, you know? No, it doesn't. عشان كده قال ايه؟ Let each of us pleases his neighbor for his good leading to edification. Okay? So for his good leading to edification. So if I'm not pleased when you stop eating meat, when you stop eating meat, how this will affect my spiritual life? And offending means it affects my spiritual life. But how, if you don't eat meat, how this affects my spiritual life? It does affect my spiritual life. So it doesn't apply here. Okay? That's why he said, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, that's the purpose, leading to edification, spiritual. طبعا اللي بيتقال على the way we dress, it's for both of you, it's not just for the female, it's for you, the way you look. No, الهول بيقول كده يعني اسمع كتير من الناس it's most important what's inside. It doesn't matter how I look, how I dress. It doesn't matter. No, it does. Because it might affect others. So you need to be careful about this. Yeah, sometimes we need to watch it. Yeah, sometimes we need to watch it. Yeah, مثلا, if I'm going to do visitation, مثلا, as a Sunday school teacher, okay? And I'm going to, I know this district is very poor. In Gibeon, it's not here, but it's in Egypt. So, I cannot go مثلا driving my Mercedes and wearing gold rings and شعرفي and do the visitation to visit this poor people. Okay? Of course, you cannot do this. But at least, يعني if you need to be careful about these people, their feelings and يعني عارفين هنا it is a great area, but if we have this Christian and divine love in ourselves, we will know how to behave or how to act in situations like this. That's absolutely right. And many people just like to wear brand names just to show off. And this is in itself is not good. It's the same. Either it is offending or not offending. It just, في فرق بين أنا مثلا I am buying this because it is good, it will last long and so in this context, that's good. But just if I'm wearing this to show off and I'm exhausting the resources of my family and insisting that they get this brand name for me and make a fight for it. Yeah, that in itself is not good. And we need to be careful. Okay. It's a very good point, yeah? The way we talk, the language we use, the way, the tone of voice. The tone of voice. يعني مثلا ايه لو انت النهارده روحت البيت و start speak with your parents, وبعد كده with a tone of voice مثلا زي felt that you are yelling or you're raising your voice or you're screaming يقول لك ايه؟ Is that what you learned in the church? Okay. وبعدين يقول لك okay we don't want to go to church because is this the attitude you have after attending the youth meeting? We don't want to go to church. Then this tone of voice is offending to them. You need to watch. Let us review together what are the four guidelines. And I want you for anything you don't know to make a decision. Is it good for you or not? Is it appropriate for me or not? As a Christian, is it appropriate for me to do this or not? What are these four guidelines? Number one, is it helpful? Number two, is it controlling? Number three, is it defined? Number four, is it effective? Do you have any questions? Do you have any? I think, يعني, when you study in school, I want you to separate your life into different areas. Now I'm a student, now I'm Christian, now I'm a believer, now I'm a family member. Okay? Everything you do, you should do it for Christ. Even when you study, if you study to be a physician, to be an engineer, to be a lawyer, to be whatever, you can use this study as a witness for Christ. And sometimes when you study, you can glorify God. How? When you study the body, the human body, actually the human body in itself is a powerful proof that there is a God who created this body with all these mysteries. Okay? So in this sense, you don't separate, now I'm a student, and what I'm doing right now is not spiritual. No. But what Michael was saying about secular readings. Secular readings here, زي النيو ثيوريز والحاجات دي اللي هي بتتكلم على جنس ربنا والاكزيستنس والرياليتي والقصة الزريف all these things. لكن it's different than you start. وبعدين مثلا انتوا عندكم summer vacation. So during summer vacation you يعني مثلا during winter you are studying. During your vacation maybe you need to give more time for spiritual reading. And in this way you make the balance. يعني احنا مثلا كنا زمان ال during the 3 months of summer we did a lot of research, a lot of يعني Christian research, a lot of reading, you know. So use this time to read more. هتقول لي بعض منكم عندهم summer classes. لكن ممكن برضه في vacation between summer and fall, between fall and winter, you can for a spring, you can use this time for feed. Actually, I don't think a very rich person can be finish, but I don't believe in this. For a simple reason, they mentioned Philip, and God was with Joseph and he was a successful person, because success is directly related to your spiritual. Because if you are spiritual, that means God with you. If God with you, you, I'm 100% sure, should be a successful person. I'm not saying about those who have learning disabilities or the, no, I'm not speaking about this, but I'm speaking in general. If you are a religious person, definitely you are a successful person. So you cannot be a religious failure. Either you are faking the spirituality. Any more questions? Nothing. ده ثلاثة كياف. The third of كياف. اللي هو يوافق 13 أو 14 ديسمبر. Depend if it is a simple or a big thing. It's in December. يبقى الأول in order birth, her birth, بعدين presented to the temple, وبعد كده her death or her departure. وده أنت a day before the departure of and her birth is a day after the martyrdom of San Mark. Her death is a day before the departure of San Anthony the Great. San Anthony the Great هو 22 طوبة هو January 30th till January 29th. وبعدين the assumption of her body ده اللي هو المفروض عارفينه ده بيبقى امتى؟ after the fast of Saint Mary هو August 22nd أو 16 مصر. وبعدين consecration of first church after her name in the city of city of Philippi ده قال انها تعبت شوية في الخطاب. That is the on the 21st اللي هو next this coming Sunday اللي هو June 20th. يبقى دي بقى هنصلي في كنيسة العذراء او انا هنصلي في كنيسة العذراء علشان ايه؟ Which feast was consecration of first church of the feast. Okay, my shall I interrupt the announcement? Thank you. هذا هو 21 من كل شهر. نعم؟ It's more than the next 12 feast plus the 5th of our birth, how it works. فتاخدوهم in order. Can you repeat them? Our feast is by first, second, third feast, partial.